And a cancellation of internet services in Stuart has left more than 50 people locked out of cyberspace. The OneWayOut.net Society had been providing internet to the community for 20 years. But about 3 months ago, they announced they would discontinue internet services for the town. Today is the first day without wireless internet in Stuart. Galena Durant is the mayor of Stuart. She joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Galena, how reliant on the internet are you as the mayor of Stuart?
Well, for me, being a mayor and being without internet, it's basically I can't really perform my duty as I should. Like, I can't connect by internet, I can't read my emails, I can't answer, I don't have it at home, I don't have it at my work. So it's very challenging.
We've known that this was coming for about 3 months. I'm sure it's been the talk of the community. How is this affecting those people that live in your community?
Well, it's affect our daily life. It's affect our quality of life for our citizens. Like, we do banking through our internet because we don't have a bank in town. We have access to provincial programs and services. We're doing our businesses. It's like, it's any aspect of your daily life now depends from internet, and it's disturbed right now. So people don't take it very well, I would say.
Is there any impact on emergency services given this?
Well, I would say yes, because if we would have, let's say, earthquake or something like that, we usually go on internet to check in Alaska emergency site or BC emergency site website, is it any earthquake or something, some warning, tsunami warning or weather warning. We're not able to do it right now.
Right. I'm to understand satellite, fiber optic internet still available. I mean, given those options, why does it matter then that this particular internet provider has bowed out?
Well, first of all, satellite options, it's expensive. It's not affordable for a majority of our citizens. Second, ExploreNet is not accepting new customers because they are full. And the third reason, it's not fast enough. It's not let users to participate in the many data intensive activities, and this is why we work hard with the TELUS and with Network BC to upgrade our system, and finally we've done that, and now we don't have internet service provider because OneWayOut, first of all, they would need a substantial investment in their equipment because it wasn't capable of transmitting the increase in bandwidth. And secondly, they lost their home. They was located in a school, and school principal asked them to move out the equipment from school. For what reason, I don't know. It wasn't any community consultation or anything like with local government, any conversation about that. So we lost our internet provider who served the community for 20 years and provides the social benefit for this community. So we located other internet service provider. It's a Siena Network. They come into Stuart, but certainly we will have a gap. How long this gap will be, I don't know.
I'm speaking to Stuart BC Mayor Galena Durant. She's upset because 50 people are now without wireless internet in her remote town. There are some options apparently on the horizon, though. It sounds as though TELUS has something you would like to roll out down the road. You mentioned, of course, this other party. Do you have any idea when internet service could be restored to your town again?
Well, I hope we will have a happy Christmas, and we will get it before Christmas time. So I hope Santa will be good to us.
Do you think that the government should have any responsibility in any of this, in ensuring that there's accessible internet in Stuart? As you mentioned, there are some concerns about the impact it could have on emergency services. Do you think that perhaps there's something that the government could do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would like to see more government involvement. First of all, it took so many years work even to upgrade the system. And finally, when we are so close to have a high speed now, never mind high speed, we don't have internet at all. And I think government should step in and help us out, a community like Stuart, because any time when we appear on a radio or TV, it seems we have a problem. Or we don't have an ambulance, or we don't have an internet. I feel very frustrated as a community leader because we are neglected here. And we are not alone. We have a lot of small communities around the province. And I think we would like to have more attention from the government, especially now when we have a Stuart World Port, we have a 70 million investment in our town, and we don't have a cell service, and we don't have internet. How we can do economic development in our part of country without these necessities? I don't know.
Right. Well, we'll continue to follow the story, Galina. Thank you very much for joining us. And of course, you have the radio there, so hopefully you'll be tuning in. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Galina Durant is the mayor of Stuart, BC. OneWayOut.net Society has been providing internet to the community, as you heard, for 20 years. Yesterday was the last day of services, leaving about 50 residents without internet access. And we throw this to you. Could you handle going without the internet for potentially weeks, months? Let us know. Email daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. You can also call our listener line 1-866-340-1932. We're also on Facebook and Twitter @DaybreakNorth.